from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, bird flu has been found in a sheep. For the first time ever, the United Kingdom's chief veterinary officer says the sheep was found on a farm in England where bird flu had been confirmed in the bird population. The sheep was put down and no further cases have been reported so far. Pedestrian safety is worsening as fatalities rise. A new AAA report reveals pedestrian fatalities in the U.S. soared by over 80% in the past 15 years. AAA Northeast's Shawnee Jarvis says more than 2,700 pedestrians died on New Jersey roads between 2009 and 2024. Most deaths occurred on urban arterial roads after dark. Researchers also found
a disproportionate number of these deaths have occurred in socially and economically disadvantaged neighborhoods. So many people in these areas depend heavily on walking to public transportation. There's a lot of challenges that come with implementing necessary infrastructure upgrades.
She says AAA urges planners, public health professionals, legislators, and traffic safety practitioners to work together to reverse these trends. And young people who consume marijuana are more likely to have a heart attack.
A new study found that people under the age of 50 who consume marijuana are about 6.2 times more likely to experience a heart attack than non-marijuana users. The study also shows young marijuana users are more likely to experience heart failure and an ischemic stroke. The lead researcher says until there is more solid data, he advises people to try and regulate their cannabis use. I'm Mark Mayfield.
News brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalpin, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Consumer confidence fell for the fourth straight month in March. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index slid more than 7 points, largely due to inflation worries and uncertainty over tariffs. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 4 points. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And how's the weather looking? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. On my 5-day forecast at NJ1015.com, you'll see a few rain icons there. These chances are mostly of the showery, drizzly variety rather than a widespread soaking like we saw yesterday. And that will include tonight. An impulse drives a few rain showers past southern and coastal New Jersey this evening. I do think most of New Jersey will stay dry. Look for scattered clouds and chilly low temperatures overnight, falling into the mid to upper 30s. Cooling down tomorrow. With sun and clouds, highs in the lower 50s, definitely jacket weather. And Thursday, still on the cool side, despite sunshine, we'll see highs around 50. Jumping back to the upper 50s on Friday, not only increasing temperatures, but increasing clouds. And our next chance of showers will move in late day on Friday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Phillipsburg, 56, Princeton, 59, and Cherry Hill, 60 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And New Jersey weather is brought to you by PSE&G. Take control of your energy bills. A PSE&G advisor can provide tips to make your home more energy efficient. Learn how PSE&G can help you save big at PSEG.com/wholehome.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.